If you have a soul, you can build your own temple. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We haven't posted for a while, and it's a new term, a new Bina term, so we're going to start, hopefully, please God, posting each week. And today we begin a series of 4 weeks focused on the temple, the temples that used to stand in Jerusalem close to 2,000 years ago. And the reason that we do that is because we are currently in the Jewish calendar in the 3 weeks, the time when we mourn the destruction of both temples that stood in Jerusalem. The first one was destroyed about 450 before the Common Era, and the second one was destroyed roughly around the year 70. And I wanted just to share some perspectives and, of course, use those perspectives for our own inner personal growth and how it impacts us and inspires us at the very core of our soul. So the very first temple we read about in the Torah is the temple that Moses built in the desert called the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the temporary dwelling place. And the reason why it came about is because God spoke to Moses and he instructed him and he said, speak to the Jewish people and tell them that they should build a temple. Ve'asu li migdash. And when they build a temple, I will dwell in it. But if you look very carefully at the verse, there's a strange expression. It says, build a temple, v'shachanti b'tocham, which in Hebrew translates as, I will dwell within them. It doesn't say, I will dwell within it, which of course was the case. There was a divine presence in the temple, but it says, I will dwell within them. And our rabbis tell us that the reason for that is because what God was saying is, that each part of the temple, each aspect of the temple was really a model for the temple of our own soul, our own temple. How we build a temple within ourselves. We build a body, a soul, a structure, an experience where God could in fact rest and live in, so to speak. And I wanted to share some aspects of that, how we see the model of the Mishkan, of the Beit HaMikdash, of the temple, how it translates to each and every single person. So the first idea to look at is the construction of the Mishkan, the construction of the tabernacle, and subsequently the construction of the temples that were built in Jerusalem. And Maimonides tells us that everyone was obligated to participate in the construction of the temple. Everyone, men, women, not so much little children, because we never take children away from education. But the men and the women all had to participate, they all had to support, they all had to do whatever they could to be involved in the mitzvah of constructing and building the holy temple. And the commentaries ask a question and say, how come everyone was obligated? Surely we're talking about really sacred buildings. Surely we're talking about places of great significance and importance. Wouldn't you take people that are more deserving? Wouldn't you take great tzaddikim, great holy people, that they should be the people to construct the temple, the very place where God was going to express His Shekhinah, His divine presence? But yet, Maimonides tells us that no, every single person must participate. And the lesson for the temple we build in our own soul is this. Often we think, can we be a vehicle for godliness, for holiness, for purity? Me, the little me, am I deserving that my life, my experience, my own soul should be a Mishkan, should be a place where God can say, I will dwell in it, I will dwell in them? Maybe that concept is too lofty for a little person like me. But just as the Rambam, the Maimonides says, no, when the physical temple was constructed, it needed to be done by every single person. So too, we all can do our little bit. We all can make ourselves better. We all can improve. We all can grow. We all can make our own soul a temple for God. That's the lesson, the first lesson from the building of the temple. Let's internalize this idea. Let's engage in a few minutes of deep reflection and meditation. Why don't you get comfortable somewhere? On the floor, on a chair, on a bed. Try to focus. Perhaps close your eyes. And as we always do, turn your attention to your breathing. Breathe in and out a few times, just focusing, becoming more aware, becoming more present. As you breathe, try and feel every time you inhale and every time you exhale. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Breathing deeply, feel the air. Breathe out slowly, feeling the sensation of letting go. As we often do when you think about your breathing, which in Hebrew is neshima, think about your soul. Neshama. The soul that we all have. The soul that was blown into Adam's nostrils at the very beginning of creation. Neshama. Vayipach be'apav, and God blew into the nostrils a spirit of life. Try to think of your soul in that way, an infusion of godliness, God blowing into our inner being. Continue to breathe and just think about your neshama, you think about your soul being pure, godly, holy. God is infinite. Therefore, our soul has infinity in it. Stop and think about that. God is infinite. Our soul and neshama is an infusion of God, godliness. Our potential is much greater than we think. My soul has infinity. I can become a temple. I can work with myself. I can build. I can improve. I can become more spiritual. I can become more godly. Just think about for a moment how you feel sometimes low, undeserving, unclean. Think of that sensation, think of that feeling. And then move your thoughts to the essence of the soul. All that uneasiness is your external, superficial. Who are you really? Your inner soul. A soul of infinity. A soul of purity. My soul is pure, yours is pure, at its very essence. We can all build, we can all grow. We can all create the temple of the soul. Think of that thought and come back to where you are. And whenever you're feeling down, whenever you're feeling low, whenever you're feeling undeserving, not qualified to engage in something higher than yourself, remember your soul, remember your purity, remember your infinity. Have a wonderful day.